Yo.
Ladies and men, welcome to another episode of Where's Your Head Up Podcast. It's your boy KD.
King Groose.
Well, I'll do why it's show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Not the full one?
I'm mixing it up.
Yeah. Going on based on how you feeling.
What?
You're going on based on how you feel?
Nah. I'm going on...
Spirit-led.
Not the spirit, nah. We'll leave that for other things. I'm going off on...
Intuition.
How...
Sorry.
What did you say?
Intuition, bro. It's
not intuition, nah. We don't
you're do... You're just triggering around the words, aren't you?
We don't do intuition around there. We believe in Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Don't you think Jesus can, like work with your intuition?
What's intuition?
Oh, it's interesting. I think it's...
You think, and then I actually, what is it?
Yeah, it's, I have an opinion on intuition. I don't know it for a fact.
You don't know? Then why are you using words you don't know?
It's almost like an...
Intuition.
The ability to understand something instinctively without the need for conscious reasoning.
I was going to say innate feeling.
Without the need of conscious reasoning. So you just know something.
Yes, basically.
I guess.
I think one of the mechanisms of the soul, that so that the Holy Spirit would speak to you through would be
intuition.
Yeah, it's like a knowing. I think that's like a middle level before you get to like very very convicted of what God is saying.
There's another definition here. Intuition is that feeling in your guts when you instinctively know that something you are doing is wrong or right.
So I guess it's not a bad thing, because I've always associated intuition with like...
When girls tell you like...
Star sign babes and stuff.
Spiritual babes.
Good education though.
Women's intuition has your... Mrs. ever called something out and she was right?
Like either what? About someone... About me or about someone?
About someone in your life or like... I don't know about that person or something like that.
Maybe she's really good at knowing when people are pregnant though.
Yeah, she's...
I'll give her
bro,
that.
Bro, she called one.
I'll give her that.
She called one early.
Early.
And I said, yo, when the person was actually pregnant, I was like, yo, she's called.
And we saw the person. And we didn't see...
We didn't think anything.
But she just saw a picture and said,
she's pregnant.
Damn.
Because you know, even when... There's this trend going around, when some women get pregnant, They look different, bro. They look diff.
Their nose.
Nose, lips, everything. They even get darker in colors.
Yeah. Man, it's crazy. The way a woman's body changes when she's pregnant is absolutely... God
knew what it was doing, Sha.
That's what I was going to say.
Because nothing can come out of that little hole in your tanyonyo.
only the thing that gives life, though.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the only capacity. Let's just leave it there.
Imagine men were pregnant.
No way.
Bro.
Do you think you can hack it?
Well, in this day and age, anything can happen.
Bro, 2024,
bro. Let's be real. Those ones are different, yeah. But imagine, could you hack pregnancy?
No,
I'll be crying, man.
That 9 months.
They're overdoing it, bro.
Who's... This guy's going to get bad messages. What do you mean they're overdoing
it? No, obviously they're not overdoing it. I think... Do you know what I think it is, yeah? And I think pregnancy is difficult. I would never know the magnitude of how difficult pregnancy is. And I can only speculate that it's like, you know, I can only sort of guess. I can't ever know. So for me to say I would be able to do it for 9 months is just me sort of might be diminishing their pain, or might be me underestimating or overestimating it.
Yeah,
no, I have a clue.
You know, when I was younger, I used to think like, you know, when you used to go to the toilet, yeah, and there was that one hard lump of poo.
That
just couldn't come out. That you had to push through the pain. No. I thought that was the same as pregnancy.
Nah, I doubt it.
I thought.
It's actually even mad, Ram. The amount of women that come out with that
Because it's a life or death situation.
Yeah. And they're literally ripped from vagina to asshole.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
The amount of times I've heard
one hole now. It's not a... That's not a...
It is a...
It's not
a... It is a...
That's a wild thing.
Because they have to get stitched back on. And they can't have sex for, I think, a few months. Because... I think so. Google
it. I think it's like 6 weeks, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, 6 weeks, a month and.
It's a month and a half, bro. It's not months.
Yeah, it's months.
That's a month and a half.
No, it's months.
No, months.
Because once you finish.
Is two. Has to be two months.
Month is one.
Yes.
You can't say.
A second month, 4 weeks make a month.
Month, the S.
No, we're not arguing about this.
The S adds a. Okay, no, you're right. Yeah. 4 weeks makes a month.
Yeah.
4 weeks makes a month. Yeah. He's right. Yeah. 4 weeks makes
a month. So most doctors recommend 6 weeks.
6 weeks. Yeah, six recommend. Weeks. It depends on how much it's here.
Exactly.
It depends on how much it's here.
Not even, but like, she might not even want it after that, bro.
Yeah.
She's probably like just recovering in just all sorts of ways,
and,
man.
And the baby's there as well.
For you to, like, you know, you have to be really sensitive with women at that stage.
Oh, for sure.
You can't be moving to her like, yo, what you say, like the olden days.
Imagine moving to her like the night after. That's crazy.
I hear like, I don't know, was it TikTok or someone was telling me, like, a guy, like, he, because he demanded, like, sex, like, quite quickly after, she didn't give it to him or something like that.
Don't tell me he left.
He cheated.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because he was like,
he's a criminal.
Like, you know my needs, like.
He's a criminal.
Like, sis.
You can't hold off for 6 weeks. 6 weeks, it is a long time, don't get me wrong. But this guy licked his lips
on the floor. No, six.
It is a long time, but like, bro, 6 weeks.
Of course,
your wife is in pain, bro.
Yeah, man. Just even give her, like, I'll give her the...
No, 6 weeks on a date.
No, not me. Not even. Cause I think. Obviously, I've never experienced.
No, you did. No, go back. How long would you give it?
That's what I'm saying. I might give it. I might give it 2 months. you get an extra 2 weeks out. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my god.
No, but like if it's a very sort of difficult post. What's it called? Post. What's the word?
Is it postpartum?
I think it's postpartum. Yeah, I think that's the word. If it's a difficult one, she's like taking a long time to recover.
Mm.
You gotta be like this. This is why I always say, right, to guys, I'm like, build your self control now.
Yeah.
Like, build that level of being able to, just control yourself.
Even abstain.
Abstain now, because you're going to need it in marriage. People think, oh, I'm holding off so I can just like be a beast in marriage. No, you're not, bro. There's going to be times where she's not going to be able to do it. There's going to be times where, like, for certain reasons, mentally she's not there. And
life gets in the way. Are you going to go off and cheat?
Exactly. When you can't get it, you know.
From even talking about this, I was on Reddit, found this page called Dead Bedrooms. I think I've mentioned it before.
Yeah.
Bro, this guy had to come, he's wild. This guy had to come to the conclusion that, you know what? I love my wife regardless of sex.
Yeah.
It's been 5 years.
Oof.
he hasn't had sex for 5 years.
Yeah, his wife just outright, just L-shade told him.
That's bad out, though. Like, I understand your body and all that, but that's bad out, man. Come on.
That's
half a decade.
The wife just actually said, I have no interest, I have no desire in this anymore. Like, I just rather not.
But then that's for better or worse, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's worse, bro.
That's the worst. That's the worst.
Nah, that's crazy, man. 5 years is heavy. And for him to be like understanding for 5 years, man.
He goes, yeah, she's my best friend. All the stuff, I'm like,
best friend, cool.
And then you see, but like, it's funny seeing that attitude, because it's really strange.
Yeah.
Because like, in that page or whatever, you're seeing people like, yeah, I think I'm gonna consider cheating, and like, they use Reddit as their diary, so you go on the actual page,
right,
see themselves like convincing themselves
that they're gonna cheat,
like that I now have the right to cheat because my wife is not fulfilling me this way, like, since my needs are not being met, I have the freedom to.
It shows how really selfish we are, actually, genuinely. Now, 5 years, I don't think it's an issue of selfishness. Do you know what I mean? There's definitely, you have been selfless for a long time. And now you want
1 year went by.
What?
2 years went by. 3 years went by. 4 and then 5. it's gonna go back up to 10 years.
But the maddest thing about the whole situation that I never really considered before on the page is the constant, the effect that a lot of the partners have due to constant rejection. Which is, I was just like, oh, that's really interesting. This guy goes, I kept asking my wife. She kept saying no. And then after a while, he asked his wife, and his wife goes, yeah, I say no out of like habit now.
Wow.
It's like, she's cheating.
Yeah.
She's cheating. Because that thing just can't turn off.
For some people,
I think for women it can turn off.
For women, yeah.
What's it called? Libido?
Libido, yeah. It's both sides. It's both. It's both.
My own won't turn off.
My own won't turn off in the name of Jesus.
I've tried to turn it off. It won't turn off.
Yeah. Some people just don't have the desire. They don't care to. That's why they always say it's good to find a libido match.
I hear it. Like, how do you find that though?
Exactly.
You have to test it, right?
Yeah.
Nah. No, I was gonna say, okay, so I wanna bring it to a sort of maybe a Christian context, because if you guys say, for example, your wife is saying no constantly, almost out of habit, of course you have, not out of habit.
Mm.
Out of not feeling it. There is a part where, listen,
there's things that can be done. Like, it could be a hormone imbalance in either both parties. So like the woman could have a hormone imbalance that's causing her to not have a libido in any way, an increase in the libido. And for example, a guy could have really low testosterone and he's walking around like that without, like,
yeah,
you
know,
do you get me? So, like, I'm just saying, there could be a medical issue to the problem.
Okay, say it's not medical. Say she just
doesn't feel like it.
It's effort.
If we are Christians, then
where does the sacrifice of like because again, you never want to sleep with your wife and know that she's not on this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's gonna feel weird.
First Corinthians.
go for it.
First Corinthians 7:4. The woman's body does not belong to her alone, but also to her husband. In the same way, the husband's body does not belong to him alone, but also to his wife. Do not deprive each other. Except by mutual consent.
Ooh.
By mutual consent.
So yeah. We both have to agree.
Consent. The both, yeah.
So that's what's interesting to me. Now, I do think a guy can make his job easier if he puts effort. I think I don't know where I mentioned this, but I've mentioned this several times. Like, there's a stage in your relationship, there's a stage in marriage. Oh, sorry. Maybe marriage earlier on where it's just a tap on the, it's a tap on the leg. Like, babe, you know what time is, and she's already moving to position. Yeah. And just a quick,
that's the lower back poke.
It's an easier thing where maybe later on in life it's a bit more difficult, where it's not just the top of the leg, and maybe one, her body has changed, or two, maybe just she has changed, and so it's not as easy as it was before. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have to text her from the morning. Ask her how she's doing.
Put it in your calendar.
Yeah, go put it in your calendar. Maybe schedule it in, all these type of things there. So I think that's an easier way to sort of navigate through if she's not feeling it the old way.
Yeah. How do you think how do you think you'd respond to being constantly rejected? How do you think, like, just from a self-esteem point of view and potentially a confidence point of view. So think about it this way, right? There was a time in your life where you asked and you got, right? So your follow through rate was
cold.
Was 10 out of 10. Do you get me?
Yeah.
And now it's kind of like more like 2 out of 10. Yeah. How do you think that would impact you? And then how do you think you'd respond to that?
I think impact one would be quite heavy, because I already kind of deal with rejection. As in, that was my sort of thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
I had an issue with rejection. I think a lot of people do as well. But if it's rejection from somebody that you love and that you're one with,
yeah,
constantly, it'll impact you negatively. It will definitely impact me in a way of like, it will create some sort of division. And this here's the division. The division is that men feel acceptance, not only true sex, but true sex.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a sort of a validation for men. It's like, mm-hmm. men, you know, that's how they connect in love with their wives. So do women as well. But mm-hmm. I think it's like, you accept me, right?
Yeah.
Literally. And
yeah, that's right. What I loved.
so that's that. Now, if I'm not getting that, but outside, I'm accepted by everybody, I probably want to be outside more. I'm not saying that sexually. I'm saying
just in general,
because that's where my that might be even a negative sort of way to look at it as well. But I feel like that could be natural sort of ways that you go, because you want acceptance from somewhere, and all your friends accept you. Obviously not sexually, but they accept you.
Some capacity, yeah.
Some might.
I hope not.
You know what I mean? So, but like, yeah, for me, I think my reaction might be to just be like outdoors, man.
I also think sometimes you'll have to get to the root of the issue. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, but no, how would it impact you? Before you get like,
I'll take the Lord in prayer. that's the only thing you can do.
He's a God in Christian libido.
Wait, mine or how?
Hers, no?
Yeah, that's the only thing you can do, bro. Because if you're deep, yeah, you're kind of being selfish.
No, you're not, bro.
You see, because something is wrong there. Because that's the person you got married to.
Mm-hmm.
So something is wrong there for her to be rejecting, like, it depends on how she's rejecting you as well.
Yeah, for sure.
I think after a while, I don't think it'd matter how it's been done. It'll matter that it's been done. I think after a period of time.
I think it will cause so much strain in a sense. Like, it's like cool. Here's the thing. Women do this as well. They want to be cool, everything else. Like, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh, like the weather is nice and you're like, yeah, I know the flipping weather is nice.
Don't care.
I don't give a rats. You know, I think like getting to the root of it is essential. Praying about it is essential. Talking to her is essential. Like, and like even suggesting like even maybe therapy or sexual therapy, you know, I think there's lots of things that can be done. And if she genuinely loves you, I think she would also
wants to do it.
But is she just like, no, because a lot of times, you know, rejection, someone says no, right? It doesn't mean that they reject you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
They're rejecting this thing.
Yeah.
Right? And sometimes we take that no
as personal.
As so personal. And it's like learning how to separate those two things. But if it happens over and over and over again, it gets to a place where I can't separate those two things again. Because it feels like you're rejecting me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I come with my needs. The same way when you come to me, I accept or I, you know, fulfill your needs, yeah. whatever need that may be. Do you know what I mean? You'll feel like you're being rejected if you constantly hear no.
Mm-hmm.
You would.
Yeah, there's a point in time where that line crosses. You're just like, and this is probably not coincidental or situation anymore. It's like, it's me, like, it has to be me, because
maybe she just doesn't find you attractive anymore.
That's what I want to get to the bottom of.
Maybe you're ugly now.
You know what I mean? What if, like, say your girl had like multiple sexual partners in the past, and then,
well, you don't satisfy her the way that she used to be satisfied.
See, every time it's like, babe, since she's actually saying, not in her mind, she will say to you, because she DM'd it, right? Since she goes. Every time you we engage in this, I just can't help but thinking about Tunde. No, that's a wild name. But like, you know, Shane or whatever it is. Yeah. Like, she just can't help just think about
this. I think that's even worse, a white man.
You know what I mean? So, you know, how do you deal with that? She, like, this is legit her thing. Like, you don't do what she used to get.
At that point, there's nothing you can do about that.
It's actually bringing to the Lord in prayer, isn't it?
There's nothing you can do about that.
If she loses attraction?
No, not if she loses. If she keeps thinking of her past sexual partners.
Because
if she's comparing you and she's saying Shane is better, obviously. And how long in marriage are you? Like, what, 5 years?
Maybe five years.
So you've been having sex.
Maybe
you've had sex, what, I don't know, 300 times in that 5 years?
Well, that's poor. That's like less than a year worth of sex.
You've had sex a lot of times.
So that's probably roughly maybe just under once a week.
No, 5 years.
Oh, sorry.
Five years is crazy. 365 days in a year.
Yeah, that's crazy, dog.
Yeah, that's crazy, dog. Yeah. But you shock it. That's some people's reality.
Yeah, that's true.
So you've had sexual encounters time and time again. You obviously don't match up to Shane.
Right.
So there's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
So it's on her.
Yeah, you don't. You're like, as in,
like, after you've done years, all, you have done all your tricks. Everything. Crazy. You've learned on Lent.
You've read books.
You've done everything.
And you still
don't match up to this guy that she's thinking about.
Sometimes as well, like, I feel like this nostalgia plays a part. Nostalgia paints the picture of the past like it was better than it actually was.
Does that apply to sex, though?
I think it can.
Hold on. Have you ever had a meal before from somewhere?
Yeah.
And you thought, and then it's been a while, like, I'm dying for this.
Right.
You go get it. It's like, it's not how I thought it was.
Or the chef was different that
Yeah, day. Or like, it's still good, but it's not how my mind told me it was.
Your mind painted that picture.
Exactly. So I think nostalgia definitely plays a part in the ability for her to be so fixated on someone in the past.
Okay. My head's going to several places. One is Stolen Water by, I know it's in the Proverbs, but I remember Pastor Kingsley and his wife, Mildred, spoke about this. Stolen Water is like, you know, when...
Oh, Stolen Water is sweet, Proverbs.
Proverbs, yeah.
Nine,
okay.
So Stolen Water is refreshing. Food eaten in secret tastes the best. But little do they know the dead are there, her guests are in.
Right. So the Proverbs 9, right, is about sort of like the two ladies. Well, it's a sequence from 5, right? It's a sequence of the two ladies, the wisdom lady and the folly lady.
Yeah.
Right. And so obviously,
you know, I like that wisdom is described in Proverbs as a woman. Yeah.
And she's on one side of the street. And folly is on the other side of the street. And the folly one is like, she cries, she calls out to you, she's seductive. And it's like, there's certain things that folly, well, foolishness, the adulterous woman, the prostitute.
Yeah.
That one likes to operate in secret or in stolen water. Things that are not supposed to be, yours. That's not yours.
Yeah.
That you sort of take at a time that you're not supposed to have taken it.
Mm-hmm.
So when... You know, you find this in sort of like marriages as well, where people are like, we used to do bits beforehand, and when we got it, when we were allowed to do it, it was like almost anticlimactic, because it was like, we're allowed to do it now, and some people feel guilt even although they're allowed to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people feel like it was better when we were like sneaking around doing it, because there's a thrill about stolen water. So it makes me think about, okay, somebody is like comparing that nostalgic thing. It's like, when we used to do it, behind the bins. I don't know where it is.
Dirty.
Dirty, just a dirty one, you know. We should do it here. We should McDonald's, you know.
Toilet,
all these places. And like, that was the thrill of that relationship, because it was this whole like idea of stolen war. Mm-hmm. It has built a picture in your mind. Like, it's like, those were the good old days.
Yeah.
Now it's like you're married. You're not trying to sneak around anymore. You're allowed to do it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's not matching up to
what it was
before, yeah, when it was in the secret, when it was in the sort of that thing.
Most people may not even know enough to know that that's a thing.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Especially in that moment. They don't know that they've attached thrill to
stolen water, to bad things, or to secrecy.
Mm.
Like, it's what I used to say, like, oh, you know, when I was younger, there's something, you know, when I would fool around, like, it was bad. It's bad to do what I did.
Didn't feel like it, though.
They didn't feel like it, bro. Yeah. And especially while you're doing it, or when you're, bro, you're just, it's a thrill, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You're in that moment, you know what I mean? And yeah, you may feel guilty after and stuff like that, but like, that was a thrill. And so it paints a picture in your mind. So I can understand if somebody's in marriage and it's like, I can't get rid of that old feeling of like, this is what it's supposed to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to be a new person. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Yes, sir.
Christ Jesus and in marriage.
How?
You pray to God and say, this thought I'm having, Father Lord, in the name of Jesus, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, get rid of this thought. Send it back to the bottomless pit of hell.
Yeah. I'm curious.
Because that's actually not.
Yeah.
To still have those thoughts.
Yeah. I don't
think it's nuts, bro.
I don't think
No, it's not nuts, but like, it's nuts. Imagine your partner comes out to you and she wants to be honest.
Right.
And comes out to you and says it. Imagine how that will make you feel.
Horrible.
It's crazy.
Horrible.
Yeah, that's why I say it's nuts.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, like, it will make me feel horrible. Yeah.
Like,
but I'll be happy that she said it to me.
I might not. I might say, take that to the grave. I might not. Because, hear me.
I've heard you.
When I'm doing it, I don't know that you're thinking of someone else.
No, you, but what if you do?
Or what if you do?
What if she's like, she's just not, like,
she's not here.
She's not here. She's like,
oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
For
like,
5 years, you're not
exactly
there.
Exactly. She's not saying that. You never took her there.
A conversation is happening after like the fifth or tenth time.
Yeah,
you'll be trying different ones. I'll be thinking,
I didn't grow smaller. Yeah, what's it called? I would be happy as well if she told me.
Tell me, bro. I'm a learner, bro.
No, it's not even that.
But you can never. But if Shane was just Shane, like.
Shane
had the package and he knew how to use the package.
What if Shane was that guy?
You know, like, there's,
bro, I'll dress up as Shane, I'll put white over everything, bro.
But you know, so going back to Proverbs we're talking about there,
mm-hmm.
What do you think the repair process is?
Repair?
Yes.
Of stolen water?
Yes.
That, what he was saying, right? I think. On one hand, it's the reaffirming of your identity. Mm. Now, does that make sense?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So it's like, cool. I was this. I am this, and I was doing this. Now this is who I am. But I think the reaffirming of your identity, or the breaking down of the strongholds, or the renewing of the mind, is a process of tearing down old and building new. Yeah, so yeah, I think it's a process. So I don't think somebody's like overnight.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a process of like,
you have to learn to like your husband's thing now instead of Shane.
Yeah.
No, you have to like, yeah, you have to learn to like enjoy it.
Yeah, sure.
Because you can't be, because imagine everyone in this world, people that have had different multiple partners, and you might not be the best partner they've had.
Yeah.
That's why, like, I don't like supporting these people, but you know the red pill community.
Yeah.
That's where they see things like the stats to say that the more sexual partners a woman has had, or maybe a man as well. I don't know if the stat goes both ways, but that's what they say. So that the more sexual partner someone has had, the less they are to settle down.
And it's crazy.
It's probably because
I think it happens for men as well. You
yeah,
know? I think
it and men. For men as well, so yeah. It probably ties down to that whole thing of I potentially had better.
Yeah.
Or I could have better.
You know what's mad? I've had this conversation with somebody, and it's like they don't want to settle for anybody because like the person must be almost 10 out of 10, and I'm like, why is it that person not going to be 10 out of 10? I said, bro, I've mashed
X amount
10 times 10.
Yeah.
You know, of these sort of body types, these sort of girls, this, and so it's like, how do you, you know, settle for somebody who's, you know,
maybe a seven,
and how do you love the seven?
Maybe a two.
I don't think you settle for two, bro. I think there's a gun to your head.
That's a big drop.
Seven to two is crazy. That's a
big drop.
As in, nobody finds... You know, people, if you're seven, there's like...
Let me... Keep going.
If you're seven, there's like, you know, you're past... You're, in fact, you're... Seven is perfection. Do you know what I mean? But you see, we get to two.
You're above average at seven. That's why God knew what he was doing when he said, knocking in the confines of marriage. Bro.
Yeah, 100%. Because I, the one thing that this person was saying to me was that I don't want to sort of step out on this person. And that's based on body and sexual experience.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, you've had all sorts. And the thought of being with one. And one that doesn't have the body that you have dealt with.
Yeah.
I think there's maturing to do for that person.
Oh, 1,000,000,000%. Oh,
yeah. A lot of that is just maturity.
Yes, it is. A lot of it, in essence.
Because being in your own head as well.
Yeah, it's just like, bro, make certain choices stick to
you. I agree. I also think it's the damage of...
Giving yourself to multiple people.
Do you know what I mean?
It is the damage, but 100%. I guess the way he presented it to you doesn't necessarily point out damage.
Yeah.
Do you get me? It more so points towards, yeah, man, you know, I've had ex girls and that girl, and
I just
said, bro, grow up.
Grow up.
Do you know what I mean?
Need to grow up now.
It sounds more like that as opposed to I don't want to because I feel X.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
A part of him, I think, still wants to be in the streets.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Still wants to be in the streets.
That's what it sounds like.
And that's the issue of having multiple sexual partners. You have something to compare to.
Which is why, you know, I think I must have said it here, you know, or anywhere, but the problem with going outside the confines of marriage is all these things.
Yeah.
Like, that's the problem outside of, stepping outside the confines of marriage, because you have problems sexually because you're comparing. You have all these sort of single parent households because
that starts literally exist because
you stepped outside of the confines, which was
primarily anyway.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's definitely bad. But anyways, there
was a dilemma, and I'm curious of your thoughts. This couple, they're married, they have a child. So this woman is always chronically late to everywhere.
Mm.
And he's asking if he's the asshole, basically. So they have a booking for 7 o'clock. And then maybe he starts getting ready to leave. Oh, so I have a booking for 7 o'clock. And he goes, we need to leave at 6:30. Tells his wife this, right? He gets ready, gets the kids ready. At 6:30, he has to tell his wife, yo, like, we need to go. Can you go get ready? She's still working on her computer.
Mm-hmm.
Not that she's finished work, but she's doing additional work, right? Cool. That happens. He waits for her 10 minutes, 20 minutes. She's still not ready. He dips. It's his birthday dinner.
Oh, he dips without his wife?
Yeah. Dips without his wife.
Wait, is other people at the dinner, yeah?
He's going to go pick up his dad and then go to the dinner.
Okay.
It's a high-end restaurant. So he dips because just like, we are always waiting for you. It's always you that we're waiting for.
Mm.
And even on my birthday, you couldn't be early. I still have to wait for you. Listen, I'm not going to lose this booking. So he dips, go gets his dad, goes to the dinner, and his wife doesn't show up.
Wow.
She doesn't show up at all. So he now gets back home with his kid.
Just get a taxi, no?
Right? Gets back home with his kid, and then his wife is pissed at him.
Mm.
And he was asking, is he the asshole for doing what he did? Categorically, no.
He's not the asshole.
It can't be.
He's not the asshole. He's not.
How else would you handle that?
If I know that this person is always late, and it's like, because I've done it before, like, just lie to her about the reservation.
Mm. Yeah.
There's some people, bro. You haven't met people. I've met people.
No, if you say the reservation, if you, because you can, you always gauge that, okay, maybe this person is always like 40 minutes, 30 minutes late.
Yeah.
If the reservations are 6, tell us are like 5. So at least she'll be done by 5:30.
Because usually those days they come at 5.
What do you mean?
The day you tell them at 5.
Oh, yeah. No, but you're leaving together anyways.
Okay.
You're leaving. So
if you tell the reservation is at 5 and you know she's going to be late.
Yeah.
And you leave at 5, won't she be like, I thought you said...
No, when she's ready, I'll tell her that, oh, it's actually at this time.
Okay.
And you're behaving like she's late.
Mm-hmm. But then, don't you think, like, because as I was reading it, I'm just like, I was just thinking to myself, right? Like, why not change this for something that's, I would like to believe you'd consider special. It's my birthday dinner.
Right.
No, but you see when, because I do it too, yeah. Like, she won't get ready. Like, I have no sense of urgency when I'm in the shower.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I know.
Like, he doesn't.
I have no sense of urgency. Like, the way I want to shower, I'm going to shower that way.
Bro, we could be running late for a flight. He's going to
have a shower. Snow will take a 40-minute shower.
No, not for a minute. Not for a minute shower. It's not every time I take 40-minute shower.
You take a long shower.
When I want to take a shower, I take a shower. You get me? But then if it's like a flight or something, I'll still take my time, but yeah. I won't take my time as much.
You're still going to have your shower.
Yeah, but yeah. I won't take my time as much.
Someone else might just drop in and jump out. You're going to have your shower.
I can't do that, though. Yeah.
So do you have multiple showers?
What do you mean, multiple showers? So, multiple types of showers?
Yes.
1,000,000,000%.
I got like
3.
Yeah, I've got 3.
What are they?
I've got three. Okay, so I've got the, I have nowhere to be today. I'm not really going anywhere. Yeah. I want to give myself a proper groom.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's 40 minutes.
You have time.
But what's your process like? Because when I get in the shower, first of all, I just, because I lay under the water.
Yeah.
Like a good 5 minutes or something.
No.
I lay under the water. Yeah. I let the water marinate me.
Yeah.
And then I get my soap. No, I wash my head.
Yeah.
Then I wash my face.
Yeah.
Then I wash my body.
Wash your head first.
Yeah, man.
That's why I do my head last.
Yeah?
No, I wash my hair first. It's one, two, and then body.
I do torso first and then...
Wait,
and then face.
When do you do your
ass?
No, not your ass. First, when do you do your balls?
When I do my torso.
When do you do your face?
Second.
What's the order?
Torso, face.
Okay, face is... Okay.
You see, I hate washing my hair last because if you use shampoo, then...
Yeah,
if you wash your face, the residues on your face,
the shampoo will calm down.
Do you get me? So I need to wash my hair first, get that out, and then wash my face.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Do you get me? And then torso.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have the 40 minutes. That's when I'm giving myself a shave, all of that shit, and then I have like, I'm not kind of in a rush, but like I can maybe take a little bit more time.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
And then I need to be out of the house in 20 minutes.
And that, what do you do? Because that's like a 5 minute shower.
So if but like I'm not washing my head, I'm washing my face, scrubbing my torso, and I'm hopping out. Like I'm switching on the water, I'm jumping in.
Wait, no ass.
No, obviously I wash my torso. I said torso,
your body,
it's torso, not this.
Yeah.
Like your whole body. I'm washing my whole body.
Say body next. Yeah. I looked at you differently.
No. I wash my whole body and then get out. And then I'm in there for 5 minutes. Like, there's no, oh, let me, there's none of that because I need to go.
I can't do that, boys.
Yeah.
Because when I've done quick showers before and I just don't feel it.
Yeah, no, I hear you, bro.
I don't feel it.
Sometimes it's about the time you have to be there, bro.
Think about it,
you're running late already.
Not for a flight. Like if you have a 5 minute shower, you could be on time. If you don't have a 5 minute shower,
then you'd be late.
No, but for a flight, I've never been late for a flight. I don't think so. I've never missed a flight actually. Yeah, I never missed a flight.
Yeah, neither.
So I'm doing well in life.
But yeah, I would expect like it's my birthday celebration.
So, I think for me, I think there's several things in that. I think one of the things is boundaries, and she doesn't. I don't think she's fully aware of his boundaries. What I mean by that is, like, I would expect you to be early for my birthday. Doesn't mean that she would be early for my birthday.
Doesn't, yeah.
Also doesn't mean that she cares about being early for my birthday, yeah, or be, you know. But if I clearly communicate to her that this thing bothers me so much, like, because she's known for being late.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I communicate that, I hate it when you're late. It bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
And our relationship is affected when you're late to stuff that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever.
Yes. Is there something that you can do? Is there a compromise you can make to be early to what I'm doing? And if she loves me, I think she should do that.
Yeah, yeah, true.
But if I haven't communicated that, she's going to do what she does. Her lifestyle, her life is to be late. That's what she that's her, that's who she is.
Mm-hmm.
And who I am is someone who likes to be on time. There's clearly differences there. I must communicate that to her for her to understand that this is my boundary. And every time she comes late, she's very aware that she's crossed my boundary. So she shouldn't be surprised. Yeah, she's making a choice now.
Yeah.
And she shouldn't be surprised if I have an attitude.
Yeah. But her not showing up to the birthday dinner at all,
That's completely wild.
And then by the time you now get to me, you're still hungry. You're still angry.
Yeah,
that's like, wild,
bro.
That's wild.
You're sort of like this. You're supposed to be angry with this person, and you get to them, and they're the one that's angry at you.
That's
like,
crazy.
If I kick you, you have that's no right. Crazy. I think it's wild, bro.
Yeah, I don't know how I'd respond to that personally.
Yeah,
especially the, like, you didn't show up to the birthday dinner because you are late.
Yeah,
not me. You.
Yeah, because you're
late. And he got himself ready and the kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get me?
Yeah.
And he was able to get. And not only did he didn't even leave at 6:30. He still waited. Oh, that's mad. That's mad.
Couldn't not have waited a bit longer, no.
See, and do you know what?
Because in that,
it gives excuse to her.
I thought about that, yeah. And that's him leaning. And not only leaning, not giving excuse, he's enabling that behavior.
Yeah.
He's saying, it's okay for you to be late because I'll wait here for you while you're late. Meaning that my boundary is shiftable.
Yeah.
But then it also depends. Did he just leave the house? Did he just storm out the house?
Or no, he said, oh, I'm leaving.
I'll see you there. Or it get a taxi there.
He must be expecting her to be there, though.
Yeah.
It's his birthday.
It's his
She's
birthday.
She's going to be there, though.
If you are in that position, you wouldn't say, I'll see you there. I don't need to say, I'll see you there. You should make your way because we're late because of you. Do you get me?
I don't know. I think there's stuff in between that.
Right. Okay. What if it's the thing of like, and this reminds me of something that almost just pissed me off again. we have to be here at a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you decided. Oh, sorry. So we have to be here for a certain time, or otherwise, the whole booking is gone.
Yeah.
Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So what was that thing that he has to be? He has to be present.
And that's what it was. That's right, what it was. So I need to be at this restaurant.
Someone has to be present, or the whole thing is off.
Mm.
So I'll go there, and you have to make your way there. Mm. We can't just pull up late together. I can't actually shift that now for you.
Yeah.
So this almost pissed me off one time. Well, it did piss me off because there was something that we said. Okay, this is the time. And certain people decided to, like, completely go at rush hour. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but, like, an opposite way. And then try to come... I'm probably detailing it too much.
Mm-hmm.
But at certain rush hour times, there's certain roles you just stay off.
Yeah, just...
And... Because you won't understand what I'm saying in code, so I'll just say it after, but you know, certain decisions people make at certain times, it's like, that was idiotic.
Like if you get on the M50 at rush hour, like,
yeah, do you know what I mean? Like,
you're an idiot.
And also
especially if you have to get somewhere quickly as well.
I'm also asking you, like, I've also told you since morning, you had
all day.
You and no, this is not like, oh, this is like a Thursday. on Friday. Like, yeah. You have all day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You were like, you were off. Like, that type of thing is like, when you decide, I said, oh, I didn't know the traffic was going to be there. Like, bro.
What do you mean? You didn't know the traffic was going to be there at half five.
You know this, bro. You know, so
what does that mean?
When people do that was specifically for a thing that we all needed to be there presently for.
Oh, so it wasn't like one person got show face.
No, you all got to be here.
Yeah.
When people make those decisions, I'm just like, oh, that, like.
Have you heard of the term time blindness?
Never heard of it.
Yeah, some people are like genuinely like time blind. Like they don't see. It's almost like they don't have a perception of like time is running.
Yeah. Or kind of like, oh, they want me to be here at 10 o'clock. Let me wake up at 10 o'clock. You know those people like
that's crazy. I can't. I'll at least wake up at 9:30 at least.
Do you know those people that like I trust, like I know them. I tell them like an hour before.
10 o'clock.
And you know, that's what I say. Sometimes they come actually early. I'm like, and they're like, and they're pissed off at me for making them come an hour early. I'm like, yeah, sorry, bro. Like,
yeah.
You just never come early, anyways. So it's good to have you here.
Yeah. Thanks for being here.
That babe doesn't, she doesn't care about the, but she's a bad one.
It seems as though she doesn't care. I'm not gonna
lie. She's a bad one.
The fact that she didn't even show up to the birthday at all.
Because for the guy to leave, it's probably like it's happened up time and time again.
He's
pissed off now.
Is it a makeup issue?
A what?
A makeup. Was it that she was getting ready?
No,
probably.
No, he said she logged into work, but like she didn't have work. Do you know what I mean?
She's selfish.
Yeah.
She's career driven.
Yeah, probably
for you to log into work when you don't have work to do.
Bro,
you're a weirdo, man.
Bro, you're a weirdo. Hippopotamus. I don't know why I said that. Hippopotamus. Real quick, boys. Sorry, I need to find this.
I have a question.
Okay, go for it.
Do you mind, like. I don't have any examples or song examples yet, but do you ever like judge people for the type of gospel music they listen to?
Listen to Maverick.
Yeah, maybe not Maverick, but like sometimes you be like, "Oh, you listen to that? That's a bit mad, isn't it?"
What do you mean? I don't get you.
I don't know. Someone posted up a song the other day. I'm just like, and it was like,
"What?
It's a gospel song." I don't know. But it was just like, I don't know how to describe it properly, Gun. But I was just like. I was a bit like, you listen to that kind of gospel song? It's all right.
Like, I actually don't get you. What kind of... Whisper it.
No, it was like an old Marvin Sapp song.
Oh!
Do you know what I mean? And I was just like...
Oh, is it that you didn't think that kind of person would listen to that kind of music?
Partially.
Or is it the music itself?
No, it's a bit of both. I guess if I
think... Because that is good, no?
No, it's good, but like...
Oh, he back. Take your time, Sam. Just in case he cuts.
I was just like, what are you listening to?
Just in case he cuts.
Oh, that's mad.
And what? You didn't think that.
First of all, I didn't think he'd listen to that, first of all.
Yeah.
And then I was also judging him. I'm like, maybe shouldn't you be listening to the more modern stuff? Do you know what I mean?
No, but it will surprise you. Some people have been in church for time.
True. True.
And they know the, like, if you say someone like Ron Kennedy to someone, they'll be like singing, dun, 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 dun. Like dun, they would know a song. It's just that they strayed away from from his presence. So you'll be shocked that they know that kind of song.
Yeah, bro, true,
there's too many bad boys. Bro, trust me. You know, I was hearing about a minister, pastor, who was like praying for somebody. I'm sort of coding it a little bit, but praying for somebody, bro. After they pray for that person, finish, you know, the healing service, whatever it is, just, you know, said, you know, when it comes to let's call it oral activities, men of this generation are not doing it right.
Or the pastor said that on the altar.
No, he said it, to a female that he just prayed for.
What's the context?
No context.
Ayakata.
They need to be taught by me.
Was that his way of moving to the babe? Yeah. That's crazy. That's actually crazy.
That is wild.
That's crazy. Young minister.
That's actually crazy.
Young minister.
Well, in this land or abroad?
I'm gonna specify.
Okay, don't specify. But that is
damn.
Like, as in, like, I'll like, I'm like, they don't know. They don't know what those young cats. Well, those cats don't know what they're doing, bro. I know what I'm doing, bro. Type of vibe.
And they're probably like, maybe like, oh, man of God, oh my God.
100%.
Because these days, God can't say anything.
I said, he will lay hands on you, you'll be delivered.
Yeah.
And he will tell you, these guys don't know how to do it.
That's why it means nothing. It means something, but just because you can lay hand on the sick and they'll be healed.
Yeah.
But then you, after that, you now go and see something like that.
That's crazy, dog. That's crazy.
She was taken aback. She was taken aback.
Of course.
She was like, what?
Thank God she was, and not something she wasn't interested.
And literally, it's just a matter of, if this was like a year prior, that night would have ended up in them.
Wait, did she tell you?
Ayakata.
And that kind of thing can even lead someone away from church as well.
Of course.
Like, you'll be thinking to yourself, well, a man just did all these crazy stuff, but then he's coming to me and saying that kind of, like, what kind of God are you serving?
Bro, it's mad. Because, like, here's why I'm always baffled at, like, when I hear, like, pastors, like, fall and stuff like that. You know, it's a different thing where you're just like a young cat growing up in church and you're in the church and you're messing about. Yeah, well, that's not condoning it, but it's a different thing.
Yeah.
You see, when you get to a certain level, I'm not even talking about a level of
spirituality.
You're just pastoring over 20 people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about when they know you in church, outside church, your name, you're almost a household name in the nation. You go about you.
Carl Lentz.
Yes, when you have that level of notoriety and influence, and yet you think that you're talking to Charlene now, and it gets a little bit more than just conversation with Charlene. You're talking at inappropriate times, sending inappropriate text. When you get together, you're talking, and eventually get to that place of an affair. That type of thing. I'm like, how do you get there, and think you're not going to get caught one day or somehow? Because like, Shiny's not going to be a side chick forever. She can't be. She won't be happy to be that.
Yeah, she wants more.
She wants more.
She wants more.
Mm-hmm. You're a man of influence. She's not there because you're cute.
It's crazy. On one side, I'm like, a pastor, how can you do that? But then on the other side, I'm like, there's still men.
100 billion percent.
There's still men.
I think so. So my take on that is, you have a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You have a responsibility.
That's for sure.
Because, and that responsibility means you put extra precaution in place.
And it's even it's a higher
responsibility. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I've got to give my PA my Instagram or my Snapchat. Mm-hmm. She has to see what I'm going through. Mm-hmm. My wife has to be able to have access to that. I'm traveling with my men.
Like what?
You just put stuff in place.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Tim.
Tim, yeah, like, basically does.
Like when you put those things in place, that's one hand. If you're just the type of man that, like you know, I know a pastor who was like texting me back at 2 a.m. and I found it so wild.
Mm.
And it was texting me, nothing crazy about it. It was like, oh, geez, are you right beside your wife? Why?
Why are
you up at 2 a.m. on Instagram?
Mm, 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 mm.
Like, you know, it kind of made me feel like, you know, could he, like, obviously that's me just being speculative, but like, could it be something where it's like, we don't go on my phone after a certain time. Because when we say, when Jesus says, like, if your eye causes you to sin, gauge out, or your hand causes, he's not talking literally.
It's severity.
It's the severity of this thing. Like, do what it takes to not fall into this problem.
Yeah.
I think.
Take all precaution.
Yeah, I think pastors need to do that at a high, high level. Mm-hmm. When they don't do that, then of course, this girl in church or this girl that's been looking at one in the choir, with the pencil skirt
and beret.
The
red beret.
And you know, here's the thing, because I see some of the young girls run up to Pastor, and the way they run up, like, you know, ah, daddy, and they give him a husk. Yo, who's this guy? Sean's iPhone declined, bro. They try to like flip it.
Yeah.
They're not trying to do anything crazy. They obviously have.
They're being very affectionate.
Very affectionate. Yeah. That is hugging them back. I'm like, bro. You know, daddy, be careful.
Daddy, cool down, daddy.
Daddy.
You like attention too much, daddy.
I just think it could be dangerous if there's no like precautions in place.
Yeah.
Also, not to say that there are people who are sent.
Yeah,
I think there's a sent ones, man.
Yeah. I was even pulling up this guy. His name is Pastor Ksenia Siri.
He always pops up on my TikTok from Nigeria,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. You know him,
right?
You know him.
Yeah, I know him. Yeah.
You
just
he tell you that story. You heard that story?
Yeah.
When he was in college.
No. This other one, he goes to like whenever he travels.
Yeah.
If he goes to the hotel room, he's looking at all the cupboards because people are literally sent.
Oh.
He said he heard
it's crazy.
There's this old
babes will just be in the cupboard waiting.
This old Nigerian pastor he was talking about now, like if you want to believe it or not, your own. But this old, I can't remember his name. I can't find his name. But OG like did some madness.
Yeah.
Like from he's a faith general basically type of guy. And then he just goes, yeah. There was one time he went to his hotel room, and just went to go sleep, and. I don't know, somebody starts screaming. Opens the cupboard, there was a woman in there that was sent after him. Like physical woman, and her clothes were burnt and stuff. Because of the fire of the spirit.
That happened to G as well.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the person.
That happened to G as well.
Maybe that's the person.
It's so bad.
That's nuts, man. Flip sake.
They're being sent to seduce.
Or is it that... How did they get into the hotel room in the first place?
Obviously, no.
Someone that can turn into a pigeon. Someone can turn into a cat.
That's one way. But alternatively, like, if you want to think of it practically as well, it's kind of like you're being... So the pastor, Ksenia, whatever his name is, he said he went to, what do you call it? He went to Kenya to go preach.
Yeah.
And then after he preached, he went to his room. And then a female, someone from the church came and goes, sir, how are you? Can we offer you anything? I was like...
Tim Ross is the exact same thing.
Before you talk, it's not even that. It could be the hotel receptionist.
Exactly.
Because when I went to Niger, there was this case, big case going on in Niger where it was in a hotel or something anyways, where the hotel receptionist let somebody into a hotel room that someone else was going to stay in, and put juju on the towel.
Jesus.
So when the person used the towel, after they showered, I think it's either they died or they went mad. One of the two. So while I was in Nigeria, the case was going on. So when I got to my hotel room, my dad told me, Adalba, don't go and use that towel. I have towel for you. so that's what I'm saying. It might be the hotel. That's crazy.
I heard, like, I think Thomas had the same actually story. Like, he was like, this woman, I think it was he went to go preach for somebody, and their whole thing was like guest pastors will power women for them.
When
guest pastor will power women for you.
They're powering someone for you.
Stop. You're messing.
He cut the guy off.
You're messing.
Some people will say it pays to be a preacher.
Stop. No, stop being nice. Nah, you're messing. Yeah. Nah, stop that.
What's going on?
No, I think this is guest artist.
I think there are crazy things happening in the world in general.
What?
Then there are crazy things happening in the faith. And then there's America.
Then there's America. America is Mount Rushmore of everything.
Wait, did that happen in America?
Yes,
though. You can buy girls for you.
Yeah, no.
Something along the lines of you almost had to indulge to be involved.
Yeah.
No, you didn't have to indulge.
To be involved in the church. Do you get me?
Yeah.
There's something along those lines attached to that.
He needs to check
well.
his himself.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't do anything. But but like, as in, the church are saying, yeah, we want you to, and then we'll bring you into our fold type of vibe.
Yeah, but why would they want to be in the fold? Am I missing something?
Yeah, I'm saying that. He was saying that the church was saying this to him. But he didn't
indulge.
And he cut the guys off.
Okay.
But he was just like that was the kind of vibe they were on.
Okay.
Imagine.
Okay.
Guest minister, your wife thinks you're just going to go and preach. Okay. The host has said, how many do you want?
And the church, hey.
You know how crazy that is, bro?
Body of Christ, eh?
You know how crazy that is?
Body of Christ.
Like, I also think, like, here's the thing, right? So you go as a guest somewhere. And you go to preach, and like you preach mightily and everything, like they're only sending women to you for hospitality. Does that make sense? Usually, that's what's happening. So certain pastors say, "No, don't get me any women to send me. Just get."
I think
get
it was some even men. Apostle Femi Lazarus was saying as well that when he goes somewhere, his team will be the one arranging.
Yeah.
Like is whereabouts the way it gets to places because now that I'm in this story, it makes sense.
Bro, do you know when I went to London? I went to London a couple of years back to not to preach, to perform, and I didn't know what I was doing. I very innocent, naive to this whole thing. So I have a good friend who she got saved here. She was a Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
She got saved. And we were part of it, and it was an amazing story. So we kept contact and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went there, and she had moved to the UK maybe a year or two prior. So not seen her in ages. What story? I'm going to be in London at this date.
Mm. So you were telling her.
I'm telling her that.
Okay.
So, but I'm only going to be there for one night.
Mm.
So as I get in, I get to London, I get to the hotel. Yo, Mario Eze. I don't know what song he sang. Yeah, you are the reason, Mario Eze.
Why I lift my hands?
So me and him,
stay in the same hotel.
We want to get stay in the same hotel. So the driver guy, mm-hmm. brings me in first, but then, so I get in. I'm calm. I now come back down. To go get my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And Mario Eze is coming up. And we're all, like the guy that dropped me and everything, we're all in the same elevator.
Yeah.
I've gone to get my
friend.
It's a girl. And I'm bringing her to my hotel room.
It
looks mad.
But bear in mind, I had zero clue.
It wasn't like.
It didn't register.
Yeah.
Because genuinely, this is my friend.
And we're
going to a hotel together. We wouldn't even touch off each other.
Yeah.
Genuinely. Do you know what I mean?
Optics is so important. It's so important. Like, you might not think you might be doing something wrong, but like, just the picture. Imagine just a picture. Someone sees a picture. They'll paint that picture for you.
It's even like right now, today, somebody catches Snow going upstairs with a woman that's not his wife. It could be sister.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It could be your sister. So it'd be like, is he not married?
Yeah.
Do you get me? It will never look right.
Just even like people, optics is important on our side. As sometimes it's like so interesting. Like there's so many people have misidentified my girl. Yeah. Pro. Like Georgia was here the other day, and then some of my clients was like, oh, congratulations.
That's
not her, bro. But a woman doesn't mean that she's my fiance, bro.
That is so funny.
It goes sort of like both ways in a sense as well, you know.
Yeah.
It's a bit bad. But it was only after that I and she didn't even come to the program. Mm-hmm. She just came she was with me for like 45 minutes and Why start laughing, bro?
I'm just thinking someone in the past would be like, that guy walked past.
She was only with me for a little time, left, and then like I still went to minister and everything. But it was just after I was just like, oh, that's how that looked.
Yeah,
and the guy in the car just let me know, like, oh, yeah.
Oh, he let you know. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy.
So he just told you that.
I still got invited back to the UK after that. Okay. It's just, you know.
So he just told you that. I didn't look.
Like, that was genuinely my friend. Yeah. Like, it was.
So you had to say to him, like, yo, boss, that's not.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Yo, today is the 1st of May. So we're going into summer. But shout out to. Yeah. Shout out to.
why are you sad?
Oh, God. The year's moving too quick, me.
Bro. Yo, shout out to Yemi because he's really, today's the day he's dropping his book, Strong.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The African Food Fitness Guide.
Big up to Yemi.
And
Mama She, though.
Yeah, so him and Mama She linked up together and they basically created an ebook with all our kind of the foods that we eat. But they figured
so out, genius,
right?
That's so genius.
Yeah. Just healthy, healthy,
exactly. Yeah. Figured out a way to track it. Yeah. So that you can incorporate our foods into kind of that's your crazy. Diet plan.
How can you track Abula?
Right? I don't know if Abula will be in this one though.
this is a starter anyway.
Is it just like, I mean, oh, it's not gonna say.
Yeah.
Unless you buy the book.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to buy the book. I think I'll probably add a link below. Do you know what? Yeah, I'll add a link. Grab the book so that we can support. And then I need this, Jerry, please.
Ali?
Yeah.
So, but obviously, summer is here, right? And one hand, I'm like, yeah, geez, I'm happy for summer. On the second hand, I'm flipping like, bro, that means we're 5 months in, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's five months in, boys. Bollocks, isn't it, boys?
But life has been moving fast ever since we left school, though.
Yeah, boys, it's a bit too fast now. Is it like, we literally just finished fasting for New Year's, though.
Yeah, but
dead ass.
Listen, time waits for no man.
I just was saying, time just slow down small. Guys, let me catch up small.
Because if even the clocks went forward a few weeks ago as well.
Bro, it's just becoming peak right now, bro. Because then, you know, you realize, oh, geez, whenever, for me, like, wedding's going to come soon, bro. Mm-hmm. That's going to be very, like, that's if the time is moving this quickly, bro, mm-hmm. You know.
It's like, blink of an eye now.
Blink of an eye. Listen, I don't mind it being the blink of an eye. Not necessarily mind, but do you know what I mean? Like financially, I do. Yeah. do you know what I'm trying to do, bro? I'm trying to see if I can work in some Christian spaces. I really want my whole life to be like given to like ministry in Ireland.
Mm.
Yeah, like something that I can do.
So the quote unquote a 9-to-5 type of vibe.
Yeah, if that's what it is.
Well, you know what you can do. Put it on your Instagram, no?
I think like, my pride is still high. What I mean by that is like I don't feel I've become humble enough. I'll be honest with you.
I don't think I'm comfortable.
Y'all help me find a job.
It's not like help me find a job. It's like help me find a job that I can give back to the ministry.
Yeah.
If you get, because you're not gonna find many jobs like that on LinkedIn.
That's
on
jobs. Yeah.
What happened? Oh yeah.
Well, when did that happen?
Today.
That's crazy.
He just did it today, yeah?
Yeah.
He told me he's going to post that on.
It's nice. That thing was nice, though.
Abby?
That thing was nice. What thing? Heavy. So that we don't, like, bail out.
Yeah, right.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice.
That's a nice one. But yeah,
did I tell you about this?
Yeah, you did, though. But, like, you could just put it. Stop laughing, bro. You can just put it on your Insta.
Yeah.
Say, oh. Because I'm sure you get one or two, no?
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure you would.
No, 100%. I'm just
humble yourself, bro.
No,
I'm like, to be honest, he's putting it out here.
No, I am, but I'm not even putting it out. I'm just. It's my desire to do like ministry in the country and not have to worry about like
your bills.
Yeah, bills. I was going to say some other stuff, but like, no, I have to worry about bills, right? forget it. But
using your skill for the advancement of.
Yeah, of course.
But then obviously getting paid for it as well, like that's
the thing.
That's an important part.
It's such a unrewarding job.
Yeah.
And I think it's also a small nation. I'm not trying to like limit the nation. I just think I'd love, imagine a world where, because in America, you could just go there and say, hey, listen, I want to do this and somehow you're sponsored to do it.
You're on staff.
Yeah, you're on staff.
No, in your local church. Bro,
yeah.
You're not working any job.
Our pastor went, full-time.
Yeah.
Full-time.
Yes.
Which was like, I saw that, I was like, wow. Anybody that knows anything to do with church business, it's difficult. It's not an easy job.
Yeah.
But if you have passion for it, it's like getting to flip a drum or do a pod full time, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
It's absolutely like,
it's the dream.
Because you know what I'll be doing yet? Bro, coffee? Let's go for coffee. Let's have chats. Let me encourage you in the world, and I get paid for that. Absolutely amazing.
David is bad, man. A bad man.
Man of God.
I can't say it, but you're a bad man.
Why did you say a bad
man? Don't worry. I'll tell you after. You're a bad man. You're a bad boy. But humble yourself. Go on Canva, do a nice poster or something.
Not even.
Do a professional picture.
Looking for opportunities.
Hire me.
Nah, just because I'm passionate about it. It's just obviously sometimes this thing, man. You have, on one hand, Paul was a tap maker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So sometimes you just have
to do was carpenter.
Yeah. You got to do some other stuff just to sponsor this thing.
It's true. Yeah. David was a murderer and an adulterer.
What?
Who was though?
His main occupation was king, bro.
No, but he was a murder. He murdered Uriah, and he slept with Bathsheba.
Yeah,
that's why. That's why he gave men of God grace.
I've always been curious. Yeah, like, was Bathsheba like that bad?
She had to be.
Of course she was.
No, but hear me out. Like, take me out. David was a king, bro.
No, but hear me out. Or was David actually weak in that regard?
I think she was that bad, bro.
Even heard the name Bathsheba.
Bad.
Bathsheba.
She'll be a baddie in this.
Bro.
That's the name of this episode.
Bad girl, bro.
Bathsheba.
You know what's mad? Yeah. I heard a pastor say, like, she was the one that tried to get him.
Because he saw, like, on the rooftop, innit?
Strategic positioning.
Apparently, she was bathing.
She was bathing.
Yeah. She was bathing in the open, in a sense.
Yeah. She was only
the king that would have been able to see her.
She was a something. So he gave context and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, it's only the king that would have been able to see her from that position. And she would have been aware that the king has not gone to war.
Because
the Bible says that at the time where kings go to war, David was still around.
And also, I think so. A pastor that I was listening to made a reference to, he was once king and now he became David.
Yeah.
No. So for her to switch his hand that quickly, that means there was intent.
Bro,
there was intent on her part.
And then for him to get up pregnant, and then kill the husband is like,
bro. It must have been diff.
David was a bad boy. He was a bad boy. Because he wanted to sleep with someone's wife.
And then to kill him.
Kill the husband is wild.
No, I think it must have been diff, bro.
She must have been crazy.
I think it must have been, bro.
Bathsheba.
Think about it. Like, man, because to get him pregnant,
he didn't pull out.
I don't even think it's a one-time fluke thing.
Yeah.
I think it was at it for a minute.
He told the servants, make us a meal. Bring wine. I'm going in today.
Bro, I think it was there, bro.
Yeah.
And those wars went out one day. So you think
and the issue is, he knew what he did because he told your
send
husband.
Send. Yeah.
Lie with your wife.
That was the crazier part.
No, David was kind of a bit tapped.
Someone said this. Okay, no, sorry. And this is probably me bringing it back to something anyways. So we say pastors had a responsibility and everything, all these type of things there. Oh, who said it? We forgive people like David, Moses, Abraham 2,000 years after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And we just say they were Bible characters because we saw the whole story.
Yeah.
if King David, as powerful as he was a church leader today, you heard what he
stop messing.
But we give him grace, the greatest king of Israel, 4,000 years after the fact.
Yeah,
because we know the full story.
The full story, which is crazy. It's interesting because, like, okay, don't make a mistake like that, but like, let me land.
I think.
I got him killed, but let me land.
Bro, do you know what? Even on the other side of that as well, I think seeing those people you mentioned is a depiction of how human beings are not supposed to have that level of power on earth.
Yeah.
Do you get me? You're not supposed to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I always think of Moses and I'm always so sad. The story of Moses always makes me sad because I'm just like, first of all, you didn't want to do any of this.
Yeah.
Right? You give God every excuse under the sun that, my guy, please, just, I'm not the one.
Yeah.
You did it and they made you angry.
Yeah.
And because of, they forced you to anger.
Yeah.
And you obviously acted out to the anger. God said, you will not reach that promised land.
That's crazy.
And, do you know what I mean? And I'm just so like, bad. But think about it. For someone to have walked with God that long, that means that those people,
bad. They must be bad.
They were ungrateful, man.
Nah, I won't lie to you. God's love for Israel is beyond anything else in this world.
It's different.
Because those people, they wanted to kill God.
bro.
They wanted to kill God.
Time and time again, God showed them that he's God. Yeah. God showed them that he provided manna from heaven. Provided them with stuff that they needed at that moment.
First hand display of love.
Yeah.
First hand display of love. Like, in your lineage. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like some of us today, we didn't see the Red Crossing or the Red Sea. You didn't see those things. Mm-hmm. You have first hand.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, you are bound onto your calf that you made out of gold. What is wrong with all
this? But then on there, am I sympathizing with the Israelites or whatever? But on then, them two, they didn't have the full story.
Yeah.
Think about it. They're true. In it. At that moment, like, they didn't, like, they knew God through Moses. They didn't know God for themselves. So
it will take a long time to get rid of 400 years of a mindset.
Yeah.
Mm.
It will take a bit
of
time.
Is that Egypt thing that you were talking about at that time?
Yeah. I think it's quite, it's interesting, man. I would like to think like if I saw the Red Sea, I'd believe it's God.
I know.
You might believe it's God for a second and be like, flip.
Yeah.
But better in Egypt. When you don't have any food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just, apparently when they were looking for water the second time, the second account of it, apparently Miriam had died. Well, no, not apparently. Miriam had died.
Mm-hmm.
So Miriam was the one who was in charge of distributing the water and stuff like that. So there was a frustration there because it was just, I think it could have been really down to an administration issue.
Mm.
Miriam is died. Let's just sort somebody else out to do this.
And they clearly don't have the skill.
Do you know what I mean?
And then just, let's be honest, the sheer amount of people.
Yeah.
That too.
That is so crazy.
Well, see all these Old Testament stuff, man. Don't worry, we'll talk about it after. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah, that's... No, but yeah. The story of Moses, it always makes me sad.
Yeah, I know. I feel
like... Because I've heard it maybe six times. Yeah. And like, you're just like...
Do you know who I feel bad for? Well, not bad for. I just feel like, had to be you. Judas.
Mm. Oh.
For one, look at that, for a flip, man. For just, come on. Like, you didn't even get to spend that money well, bro.
Yeah, but if he didn't kill himself, though, do you think God could have still used him?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
He could have just gone to God and said, oh, I'm sorry for what I did.
Yeah.
Because look at Peter, for example.
Yeah.
He denied just three times.
Yeah.
And we still speak about Peter to this day.
You know, in the Passion of Christ, when you watch the way it happened, the way they depicted Peter denying Jesus, it's always so. They made it very human because I'm like, I would have done the exact same
thing. I get you.
Because they just.
Because it was in the middle of commotion.
Yeah. And he just goes, no, that's the guy. He's like, no, I'm not. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
I'm just like, exactly. Wow, that is so perfectly depicted.
Even just like. Sorry, this is just randomly popped into my head. It's like, those disciples were mad young, bro.
Yeah, true.
Most of them, Peter would have been one of the oldest, and he would have been over 18, which means like he could have been like between 18 and
23. Yeah.
Right, by the time he's like Pentecost, he's about 23. The rest of the guys were under 18.
That's crazy perspective.
That's crazy perspective.
Draw crazy that is. So when you see them behave certain ways,
you can understand.
14-year-old kid, bro.
But even
that's actually crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Because in our minds, we'll think that they might be in their 30s or 40s. Yeah.
That's how I'm always
Jesus being a rabbi was significantly older than them. He was 30.
Yeah.
So like he was really talking to you know.
So that means it's even matter to think that Matthew attained the position he attained, being so young.
Yeah.
They were so mature back then. The younger guys, they were more mature
They were men, younger.
I think from 12, yeah, you'd be like, you could.
Yeah. But like to have such responsibility though. Because I feel that there's an air of like he was kind of rich, wealthy-ish. Mm-hmm. Do you get me?
Yeah. But it wasn't foreign, like the rich young ruler came.
Yes, true.
It wasn't really what foreign. King was in the Bible? He was a king at like what age?
Yes.
What age was he? Was it 12 or something?
Yeah, I think it might have been 12.
Maybe even younger.
Yeah, I forgot the name.
Let me quick. Like, imagine a king at that age.
Mm-hmm.
Youngest king. Jehoash. He was 7.
Yeah. Yes.
7. He reigned for 40 years.
So how bad that is?
That's crazy.
At 7 years old.
7 to 47. That's wild.
So,
bad.
Anyways.
Yeah. Anyways, where's your head up, boys?
Am I going first?
Yeah,
set us off. The Stairmaster is a murderer.
You were on it, yeah?
Yeah, Stairmaster. I was on it today. Stairmaster is actually actively trying to kill you. Think you should.
Because you know, you also have to stand upright.
Yeah,
you can't lean. Well, you'll still burn the calories, but it won't be as effective.
As much as effective, yeah. But STEM.
When I found out that one out, I said.
Yeah, let me put it in the group chat today. I was pissed.
Let me give that one a break.
Because incline walk has become easy now.
Mm-mm-mm. I run now sometimes.
Okay.
I run now.
I try to go on runs, boys.
Yeah.
Try to go on some runs. But. Let me just start off easy, bro.
Do you know, I'd like to do a full marathon in like maybe a year or two.
Yeah.
How long is a full
marathon? Nah, I'm not even on that.
Is that like 10K or
40 kilometers?
40, yeah. What for what?
I'm not even on that, bro.
I don't want 40 kilometers.
Do you know?
I'll tell you why I'm not on that.
Why?
It's pointless, bro.
But okay, hear me out. I understand.
40 km is crazy, though.
I understand, but I think in there's this idea, like, I believe anyway. It's good to set dragons in your life to slay.
Man.
Yeah, but like you get set 5Ks.
Yeah, but
like right now I'm trying to run 5K in under like 40 minutes.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Okay,
5K to 40.
Okay, you can probably get there in 4 months, and then what? There needs to be a bigger dragon to slay.
So I'll go for another thing that is not running.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, I understand why people do that.
100%.
Do you get me? Because I listened to Tolu and his wife and Yemi.
They did the marathon, innit?
Yeah, but Tolu is the guy.
Yeah.
He's a man, not planning, not taking anything into account. Bro, the longest run he ran prior to it was 17 kilometers.
17.
He now went to go and do 40. I said, are you stupid?
Wow.
I was listening to podcast. I was like, are you stupid?
Yeah. And what?
She's been training.
She goes on runs every morning.
Yeah, she's been new, but she was training for the marathon. Yeah. So every morning she's out for a run to get her body ready. Yeah.
And do you have to run non-stop for that 4K? Or you can run, walk?
You can run and walk and that kind of thing.
Okay, that's fine then.
Yeah.
That's fine it might take me 2 days, but it's fine.
Yeah. Because this points to even Casey as well. Casey Neistat was he set a time when he was young, like I need to finish the marathon at this time, and he goes, I want to get it done by this age, and he just could never get it. It was a minute off, maybe a few seconds, and he just goes, I need to slay this dragon. He only did it like a few months ago.
Do
you get me? When you watch the video is incredibly motivational, but like in a realistic way, I guess. But yeah, I'd like to be able to do a marathon like maybe 2 years, a year.
Like, it's just like, for me, movement has to just have purpose, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, the purpose
is finish line now.
Yeah, the purpose is completion.
Like, where am I starting? Where am I going to? What do I need to do when I'm there? Like, do you know what I mean? So if I'm doing the marathon, right? I'm going from Tala to like town, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have something to do in town. Like there has to be an agenda in town. I'm gonna go to town for the crack.
I definitely want to do it. Because the issue is it's running, especially marathons, has always been that kind of thing in my mind that like it's almost impossible for me to do.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Mm-hmm. So I need to do it.
Oh man, do it, man.
Yeah, probably I'm gonna enjoy yourself. I'm gonna do it.
What about you? Where's the head up, bro?
My head is I wasn't meant to go gym today, but I went to gym.
Yeah, I didn't see you in the morning.
Like when I like one.
Yeah, I went.
Like, no, half one maybe.
Today's my rest day, but I went in for
cardio. Same. Today's my rest day.
Yeah, I didn't have to
today for was meant to be because I did a 2-hour walk in the morning, yeah, and then when I got home. I was like
2 hours.
Yeah, I walked like from my gaff all the way around the square, Belguide, Cookstown.
That's a good walk. That's a good walk.
Like just around Ayrton Road and stuff like that. That's a good walk, yeah. And then when I go home, I was like,
might as well.
Yeah. You get me?
Why not?
And now I'm pissed.
Why?
My back is in bits.
Walking can affect your back.
No, it wasn't walk. I did bent over rows.
Oh yeah,
back is in bits.
I was telling Yemi that I wanted to go from dumbbell rows to bent over, and just goes there's no point because the range of motion is a lot.
Yeah,
you're getting a full stretch.
Yeah,
what's the term? Decentric, whatever. But you're not getting a full stretch. I was like, you know what?
I've added the machine. You know that machine that's near the.
But I use dumbbells. Dumbbells is a lot better.
Well, do you lay down on the?
I put one leg and one knee up and I pull back.
One leg.
I get you.
Because do you know what's sick though? It's sick when you see yourself carrying heavy weights. It's I'm lifting that. Bro. I want to get wrist straps as well.
Yeah. I just ordered them yesterday.
Yeah,
I
was scary shops.
Elbow,
knee. As well.
But then the gloves I wear, they kind of protect my wrist and give
I want to get the, you know, the one where you wrap around the bar, so it just takes tension off your grip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, I want a
better grip.
Yeah.
Bro, because the episode, we actually recorded an episode on last week.
Apologize, guys.
So it never came out. Because of the audio was just gone, don't know what happened. But so you said a story about those uncles in the chiropractic pub, which please just repeat it, bro. Please repeat it, man.
It won't be the same, though.
I do believe our listeners need to hear that.
It won't be the same, though.
We'll just go for it.
When we had Brotherhood, so so there was a mix up. There was a mix up in
you got double book,
and they got double book for the church, And there was these uncles that were like bulletproof vest. they were posing as security for a church event. Mm-hmm. Like when I say bulletproof vest, I don't mean high vis. Like actual like 50 cent bulletproof.
Yeah.
Give it to a die trying bulletproof vest.
Amen.
With security on the phone, And then one of our boys came in and I just directed him that, oh, we're doing it in the park. So when I was walking back to my car, they called me over and they were like, what do you guys do here? What's this? Is it club? And in my mind, I was thinking, what would you do club in the church? And I said, it's OC, Opus Circle. And then they were like, do you guys get girlfriend? You get girlfriend? I said, no, I don't have girlfriend. Those guys get girlfriend? I said, no. And then he said, are you sure? I said, no, I have a wife. And then the level of respect.
Which changed.
This guy's a husband. So let's turn up the respect a bit. And then he goes on to ask, hey, you guys masturbate? Do you guys pull your prick? And I was taken aback. How do you get from there to there? Do you guys pull your prick? And it's just that preconceived notion that they have about young people.
That are just wankers.
That are just... They just like to wank. And I'm like, bro, like, nah, that's crazy.
It's like,
how did your job?
Bro, I'm asking you to use a church. Yeah. I'm outside a church, but you're asking me,
do you wank? Like,
that's crazy.
Like, even if they wanked, like...
What's my own?
It's not even what's your own. Like, you shouldn't say that.
I just wanted I needed people to hear that story because
you
if you got to this stage of the podcast, bro, Bro, you got a gem of a story.
You feasted. What about you? Where'd you head at?
Yeah, no, flipping. Same, bro. Just right there. Looking for a Christian drop.
There's probably a site like that in like US or something. Christian jobs.
There is,
isn't it?
Yeah.
My guy tried to filter for islands.
My foot or eye. Website not found.
Yo, listen, like, share, subscribe, do all the good stuff, and we'll see you in the next one.
Love.